Crossing into the U.S. illegally from Mexico is dangerous, and scores of people die trying each year. In many cases, their remains are never identified. That's given rise to a group of amateur sleuths along the U.S. side of the border. In their full-time jobs, they're office assistants at Mexican consulates. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, they also identify the dead and try to offer families some answers.
On TV, solving mysteries with bone fragments and DNA looks easy.
I am going to get to the truth.
Take CSI Miami, where they always get the bad guy by the end of the hour. But that's not the real world, especially along the U.S.-Mexico border, where authorities are still trying to identify more than 1,000 bodies, most likely illegal crossers who never made it.
Sí, bueno. Buenos días.
In the basement of the tiny Mexican consulate in the California border town of Calexico, Francisco Javier Torres gets most of his forensic clues over the phone.
¿Cómo se llama la persona?
By 10 in the morning, he's already working 5 missing person calls. Most are from frantic relatives in Mexico looking for a loved one who's disappeared on the journey north.
Nosotros, por ejemplo, comentamos mucho con nuestros paisanos que intentan cruzar.
We always warn people not to give false names and to always carry ID with them. That way, if something happens, their families can find them and we can help them. But most of the smugglers who bring people across the border take their IDs from them and tell the migrants to give false names. We'll never find them that way.
Eso es México. That's Mexico?
Torres takes me to the banks of the All-American Canal. It's a 50-foot-wide irrigation ditch that separates Calexico from Mexicali, Mexico. In the past decade, its swift current has claimed the lives of hundreds of illegal immigrants. Torres remembers finding a body here last year. It was one of his hardest cases to crack.
Duró mucho tiempo, 10, 15 días, el cuerpo descarnado.
Torres says the body had been in the canal for 10 to 15 days. By the time Imperial County Coroner Charles Lucas got to the scene, the remains were decomposed beyond recognition.
So there was no way to run any of what you were standard call fingerprints or anything of this nature.
Did you just think you were never going to identify him?
When I first made removal, yes. I figured, well, this is going to be a difficult one.
Until Lucas dug through the man's pockets and found a thick medallion crucifix attached to a gold anchor. That's when he called on Torres to find out if anyone might recognize the unique piece of jewelry. Torres told the coroner that he remembered a family in Oaxaca that had called looking for their son. The father had mentioned a medallion. It was an important clue, but not enough to identify the body. The family clung to the hope that the dead man had stolen the anchor from their son. A definitive ID would come only through DNA, and in California, delays at the crime lab meant that could take years. That's where the forensic lab at Baylor University in Texas comes in. Forensic anthropologist Lori Baker says she can give families faster results about their missing loved ones.
The hope that they're alive tears you up inside, not knowing.
Baker started a DNA database of unidentified skeletal remains found along the U.S.-Mexico border. 2 years ago, the Mexican government joined the project, expanded the database, and now provides the bulk of her funding. So far, she's identified more than 100 immigrants.
It's been comforting that most families say, thank you, we want to know the answer, even if it's not the answer that we want. It gives us closure.
But back in Calexico, Coroner Charles Lucas was still unwilling to release the remains of the man with the medallion to consular official Francisco Torres.
But I know that Francisco really wants the samples, and I can't give him the samples he wants all the time because I can't prove that they are Mexican nationals. It's only a guess until we can identify them.
So Torres sent a photo of the anchor medallion to Oaxaca. The father recognized his son's prized keepsake immediately. Coroner Lucas was convinced and released the remains. A bone was sent to Baylor University. DNA from it matched a sample taken from the family in Oaxaca.
Trato de una forma de consolarlos.
Torres says solving this mystery was typical of how he tries to give families an answer. He says at least they know what happened to their loved ones, so they aren't like so many families left wondering. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.